Bishus, Mardasar Shlita. Bishus Kal Shai Tzvila. The Monsignor Say this message welcomes everyone to tonight's shir. Tonight's shir is sponsored by Chanishmas Hachover, Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi, Hachover Chaim Ben David, and Nissen Ben Rav Shmuel. Kabbalah Satayra is upon us. Kabbalah Satayra to be Mekabal, the Tayra. Anyone that can, perhaps, to be Mekabal, another Seder in Tayra. The Night Seder Smedish has many different programs. Everyone is encouraged to try any one of them, or more than one of them. We have the Sunday morning Chabura, which Baruch Hashem has been doing very well. And we encourage more people to come to it. It's the Ian, and Yoni, that things that people need to know of Chayshim Mishpat. We also have Thursday night, tonight, after Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock, we have a shir from Yerisa Schwartz Shlita on the Parsha for a half an hour. Everyone is encouraged to attend as well as any other programs. The Chleichemda on the Haggadah asks, why don't we mention Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, it says it by Azoshe, but for the most part, Moshe is not mentioned in the Haggadah. Moshe was the one that led Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He's not mentioned, and the Klal Chemda says the reason is because there were two different freedoms that Klal Yisrael had. The two different gulas. One was Gashmias, one was Ruchnias. The Gashmias was Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael was taken out of the Adas of Mitzrayim. The Ruchnias was the Ribono Shel Olam, and as Nitzchias, as we say, Cheiros Olam, forever free. What does that mean? We were Zeicha on Chol Moed Pesach to have with us Chosher Rosh Yeshiva, who asked the question. He says, it says in the Tesefta that after the Seder we have the Afikayman, and then after that there's an Indian to learn till you're too tired to stay awake anymore, and you have to go to sleep. And it says you can learn Hilchas Pesach. Why would you be able to learn Hilchas Pesach? You should have to be busy and turret in saying all the wonderful things that Baruch Hashem saved us from in the Gula. The answer is that the whole purpose is for Torah. That was the whole purpose. The whole purpose of us leaving Mitzrayim, the Yitzis Mitzrayim, was all for Torah. That was the only reason. Tonight we have the great Chus to have with us the Rosh Yeshiva, who spoke and said this Pshat, the Yeshiva of Mir in Brooklyn, the Valley of Brooklyn.
Thank you very much. B'derech Klal, we lay in the Shabbos before Shavuos, Parshas Bamidbar. It's just this year is an unusual year because of the way the Shana Mubaris comes out, and when Pesach came out on the Shana Mubaris, that on such a year we do uncharacteristically we lay in Nosayim. But usually the Parsha that's set aside for the Shabbos before Shavuos is Bamidbar. And that's not an accident. That just came out that way. Because in Parshas Bamidbar, we learn the Diglei Midbar. That in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael, when they had the Chanoyos, when they were around the Mishkan, they were in formations, in groupings of three Shvatim from each side, and there was a Degel, a flag, a banner, that they congregated around. Each grouping of three Shvatim congregated around the Degel. Yehuda with Yisachar and Zvulun, they had a Degel. And so on and so on. Degel Machad Eidon was at the back, Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanois. We don't exactly understand the significance superficially of what is Ishal Digloi Va'oisois L'Veisa Voisom Yachanu V'nei Yisrael Mineget Saviv Loyal Mayan Yachan. The Chazal HaGadoshim in the Midrashim teach us wondrous things about these Degolim, about these formations, these flags, these banners. The Chazal start with a story that Bishas Am Yisrael was waiting at Har Sinai. They were anticipating Matan Torah. So, Rivavois Kitois of Malachi Asharis, tens of thousands of groups of Malachi Asharis regiments of Nachal Malachi Asharis came down in Ashamayim in honor of Kabbalah Satoira, like it says in the Piyut, El Yoinim Sasu, the Tachtoinim also, but there was Tachketan in the Olamas El Yoinim. And all the Malachi Asharis, in many, many formations of Malachi Asharis, came down in Hashemayim, L'chvoid, this momentous time that Klal Yisrael is being mekabel the Torah. And the Medrash says, V'chulam, all these Malachi Asharis, Kitos of Malachi Asharis, were Asuyin, the Golem, they all were done, they came with their different banners from Shemayim, whether it was Gavriel and Mechoyel and all the Malachim that had formations around them, and they had Gedudim of Malachi Asharis, they all had a Degel. And their mission was, so to say, was spread out on a banner, defining them, explaining them. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, because of that, Kvayachon is called a Dogul Meirvava. That's what we say, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Dogul Meirvava. It's Dogul Meloshim Degel Meirvava from the tens of thousands of Malachi Asharis. Shteit in Medrash, that when Klal Yisrael saw this, is Chilu Yisrael Yisavos Golem. They're waiting for the Torah Kedosha. And but they're seeing the Malachi Asharis and the Golem and the Kovid and the Teferis of the Malachi Asharis coming down with Golem. So Am Yisrael started craving Yisavos. They started craving the Golem also. And they asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, Afanachnu, we also want to be Nasid the Golem. State that the Ribbono Shel Olam told them, you want that, I'll give you that also. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them that. And the Medrash says, that's the pasuk we say in davening every day, Kapitel Chav, Nirana Nabi Yeshua Secha. We were so happy in Shira, in the Gvaldike Yeshua, Kabbalah Satoira, that's our salvation forever and ever, Netzach Netzach. Uvishem Elokeinu Nidgoyel. But we wanted more. We wanted Golem, Nidgoyel. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, you want that? Yemalei Hashem, Kol Mishal Yisrael. I'll give you that also. And the Medrash says, that's Pshat Maposik in Shira Shirim, Heviyami El Beis Ayoyim. The Ribbono Shel Olam brought us, Klal Yisrael, to the Beis Ayoyim, to this Martevi wine cellar, with all these unbelievable aged wines, the Yeino Shel Torah, the Torah's Nimshel Yayin, and we were about to start drinking from the Yayin. The Digloi, but when we saw the Ribbono Shel Olam, the concept of a Degel, Olai Ahava, we have the Ahava to have a Degel, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us that. It's clear that this couldn't have been a diversion in Kabbalah Satoira. Just, Klal Yisrael is about to get the greatest Kilekach Toiv Nasati Lachem Terasi Al Tazoiv. Klal Yisrael is about to get the treasure, Chemdas, Kli Chemda, Sheboi Nivra Shemayim Vaharet Chavivin Yisrael, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created for the Shemayim Va'aretz. What's Shaykh to say? It's that moment. And they saw another aspect of Ruchnius. They saw another Knech in Ruchnius. And they got distracted, so to say, and they said, we want this too. It's loymen animus, loymen aderech eretz. It just doesn't make sense. Everything has its time, everything has its place. Pshat is Klal Yisrael realized. Klal Yisrael obviously was very apprehensive at Har Sinai. On the one hand, we said Nasa v'nishma. But on the other hand, we know that there was kofa aleihem har kegigis. There was an uncertainty, there was an insecurity. Could we do it? How do we maintain it? It's arucha min yeretz, urechava min yam. We need a tremendous reservoirs of bitachin b'Hashem, like we say in davening, avinu malkeinu, bavur avoseinu shabatchu l'chavat l'amein chukechai. Like the Gemara teaches us in Shabbos, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, we needed to have special, deep, deep, deep reservoirs of Betachem Bashem that will be able to do it. That will be able to undertake everything we accepted in the Torah. We basically wrote the Rebbeinu Shalom on a blank check, so to say. Na'akol Hashem Dibei Hashem Naseh, whatever He'll tell us we're going to do. And when Klal Yisrael saw the Golem, they saw something that will make it, that hurdle, much more surmountable. That hurdle of Shmiras HaTorah VeHaMitzvos, that hurdle of being able to sustain Kabbalas HaTorah throughout the ages, to be able to remain in the mode of Kabbalah Satorah throughout all the Nesiyonos, throughout all the Galuyos, throughout all the different transitions that we had to machduch during history. Atzileini miyad Achi, Atzileini miyad Esav. When we saw the Golem, we saw this concept of being able to form an encampment around a Degel, a Degel that portrays mission, that portrays lineage, that portrays where you're coming from and where you're heading to. For the first time, Yischivu Yisrael Yisavo Yisgol. Of course, the Ranan of Yeshua Sefer. But there was this uncertainty, how are we going to ultimately get it done? And that's why we ask to Mishem Elokeinu Nidgoil. And Ribbono Shel Olam honored that request, Yimalei Hashem Kol Mishalosech. The Medrash goes on in Shir HaShirim and then also in Parshas Bamidbar, that the Goyim, when they saw Klal Yisrael in their encampment in the Dgolim, they tried to entice us away from the Dgolim. Shuvi, shuvi, Ashulamis. Shuvi, shuvi, Vinechezeba. They saw that the Golem give Klal Yisrael a certain sense of pride, a certain sense of mission. And they knew that they have to redouble their efforts to ensnare Klal Yisrael, to assimilate among the Umayyads, and not to remain Sheikhein Lishvatov. And that's when they threw everything at us. Please join us and we're going to give you everything. We're going to make you prime ministers. We're going to make you secretaries of state. We're going to make you senators. We're going to make you chief justices of the Supreme Court. We're going to make you, the Ganze Academia will be open for you. The entire industry, commerce of the greatest Medinas in history is open and available for you. You're going to be getting way over your share of Nobel Prizes in every which field of endeavor. There'll be hospitals all over the United States endowed by Jews and over the ganze Welt. The head of this fund and the head of that, alles wird sein Jiden. Ganze Mitten wollen sein Jiden. The right for Yisrael wollen sein Jiden. Goldstone wird sein Jid. The International Money Fund with Zainayid, all the Chil Hashems and the Zionists, and every, but it's all going to be Yidden. Everything is going to be, it's just not normal how much was made available to Klal Yisrael throughout the millennia in Golos. Not only now, it goes back in history also. Who were the bankers, who were everything throughout all the ages. Of Klal Yisrael, Ye'envid Matecha Zuba Shulamis. You could give me Gigle Midbar, you could give me. You could give me what the Digalei Midbar gives me. And the Medrash goes on to explain that the aspect that Klal Yisrael answers back is that the Digalei Midbar keep us in a machne. It's the biggest shmira against deviation. It's against the biggest shmira against straying. We belong. And he brings the pasuk in Kiseitzei. If a person has a mikra loitar, a mikshel, a little tuma that he's exposed to, he goes out of the machne. He's rochatz. He comes back to the machne. For hayo machanecha kodesh, the machane, the furnace, the energy, the Yiddishkeit that the machane contains within it just pulls him back. Can't stray. You belong to the machane, mekenish gain tzuvayt. What could you offer me? Whatever you're going to offer me doesn't ground me. That's going to help me stray further from my tachlis. It's going to help me go further away. But what does it really give me? Oh, but this mechoylas amachanoyim. The mechoylas amachanoyim that I can't go too far. I'm part of it. I'm part of my machne. I'm a degel. I belong to this mahalach. I belong to this thing. And the Medrash says, because the golem is makirim avoyseyem umishfechoyseyem. They know what they are. They know what they stand for. They know what's expected from them. And in that kind of an organized way, and in a way of belonging, shamanus of the medrash, shad golim geder. The golem is a geder. It's a fence. It's a wall. Ugedula, and it's elevating liyisrael. It's more and more and more and more. Parshas Baal Oisko. Right after Matan Torah. Yitzhak Shem, next Shabbos, the Shabbos after Shavuos. That's really where the midbar, the downfall begins. Kimisoinenim. Right before that is Vayibin Soya Oroi. And the Gemara, you all know, says in Masechta Shabbos, that the Vav Afucha from both sides, that parsha is Shalaybim Koyma. Its real place was in the Digalei Midbar, this Vayibin Soya Ora. The Vayibin Soya Ora, part of the Masoyis, was together with the Dgolim. That's its real place. But to make a Rebach ben Puranios le Puranios, ben the Puranios of Ketir, Tosfos brings in the Sechta Shabbos, of Kitina Kaboreach Bebeis HaSefer, they left Kabbalah Satora. It was something subtle. It was a Puranias that was very subtle, but there was something missing. They left too easily Kabbalah Satora. And Chazal teach me that they had to transplant Parsha of the Sefer in the Torah by Ibn Soya Aram with a nun from either side and put it there. Because that's the Shmira. Being part of Degel is the only way. And in order to somehow mitigate the Peronios of Ketinek Abareach and do some kind of hefsek from that Peronios to the Peronios of Misoinenim, which begins in Baaloisko, Rabba Ozne Hashem, you need it somehow to reconnect with the concept of the golem, because that, those the golem give Klal Yisrael. They give them the koyach, the stamina, the staying power to be able to stay the course and do the avodah that we're makabel in Nasav and Nishma. You think about Klal Yisrael's amazing rebirth in the last 65 years. We were completely, totally decimated. Beruchnius or Begashmius. The Gedolim and the Toivim of the Ummah were taken from us. We were left rootless. We were left without roots, Kimat. without connections. Everybody had to start again. How many yeshivas were there in the entire globe? How many mekoymes? How many vinkalach of Yiddishkeit, meaningful Yiddishkeit, existed bechlal 65 years ago in the world? And you look today, here alone, but lo lalamed al atzmoy, lo lalamed al haklal kuloy, what kind of klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created for us. HaKotan Yiyah Le'elef. VaHatzoyer Le'goy Otzum. One of the signs of Ani Hashem Be'ito Achishena. How did it happen? Did you ever stop and think that the instrument, the Derech HaTeva, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menahel, this Indian, of the Doiris of Tkuma, that we're witness to, that we're part of. Some of us were born then. Some of us were born a few years later. But basically all our parents were part of that Dor Tkuma. How much of a role did this concept of a Degel play in it? Look, all these competing brands of Yiddishkeit, I don't mean competing in a negative way. Competing in a way of kina soifrim tar b'chochma. Different nation. Derech HaBal Shem, and the Derech HaGro, and the Derech of the Sfagim. And in the Derech HaBal Shem, so many multi-different nation. And in the Derech of the Yeshivas, and in the Derech of the Sfagim. And everybody has his own vinkalo, his own moizdes, his own batik nesiyas, and batik midrashas. And yes, sometimes it comes at a cost. The Golem have a ability, if not like all good things, ki yisharim darkei Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam, upoishim yikoshlubam. All great things, zocha, nasaloi samachayim, even Torah itself, loiza. So sometimes it could lead to polarization, and sometimes it could lead to agudas, agudas, and sometimes it could lead to leisus goydadu. But at the end, that's a nesayin. And you have to rise above the nesayin. But how much the derech ha-teva of the natural rebirth of Klal Yisrael, the Doreinu, could be directly attributed to the concept of a degel? I belong to the Brisket Degel, to the Chazonish Degel, to the anti-Zionist Degel, to the pro-Zionist Degel. I'm a Chosid, I'm a Mesnagin, I'm a Zach Chosid, and you could have in Chasidim. I wear my jacket like this, and I wear my socks like that, and I wear high shoes, and I wear low shoes. And to us it sometimes looks very frivolous. But it's not frivolous. Because that's a Degel. Because my great-great-grandfather, or my Rebbe's great-great-grandfather did that. And to me, that's a degel. And then, Mamela, not only am I busy with what kind of a jacket I wear, or what kind of hat I wear, I want to know what comes behind the hat, and what comes behind the jacket. And I take out a sefer. Bayunz, Malern, then sefer. That's right. The Bayunz is not as important of a Malern, a sefer. Let's know, when there's a Bayunz, so the Yetzirah tells you, gain the shlernen, of a Bayunz, Malern. The degel talks. Shnei Yetzirecha. Shnei Yitzarecha. You have to fight with both Yitzarim. By we learn such. This is how we learn Yerushalayim. By us, they learn this Sefer. But if you take that whole component of pride, of community, of by us, take it out of the equation. Who has the ability to fight the Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis? There was never in history such a culture of Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis as the United States of America in the years we grew up here. It's all over us. It's chasing after us. They're our best friends. They let us live. They let us live how we want, where we want, and all opportunities are open for us. What keeps us? But there's something greater than all that. There's that satisfaction of belonging. I belong to this Nusach. Rabbeisa, there's so much good to be said about such a program, about such a night Seder, about what it means that Beis Medrash is full with people that are mamish. Afisas Akoiches. It's a Thursday night. Afisas Akoiches from a week's work. Yetzay Yodom Lufa Allah Yulavoy Dosay Adayon. Finish green. We can't overestimate what kind of kaifas it takes from a person. But I want to think from a tzveitezach. This has become a rallying banner. That extra dimension. You belong over here now at night, you have an identity and you have a title. And you have the loftiest title there is in the world, when I've been to you. During the day, I do what I do. I have to do my parnasa. It doesn't really matter what jacket I wear coming in here, or if I wear a jacket coming in here. But the ikar is, I'm here, that's the banner, ich ben aben Torah. Whether I'm in a shir, or in a chavusa, or in both. If I'm here 5 days a week, or I can only make 4 days a week, but I'm here, and I give it everything I can, and I go that extra mile. Why? Of course I'm doing it for the Eibishter. Of course I'm doing it because it's Ratzon Hashem. Of course I'm doing it v'la'yid abostan. But if it's gamba tzacharayim, abyssal pride, abyssal sense of belonging, ich ben aben Torah taka, and you have that realization, ashreinu matoy chalkeinu, v'gliklach binich, as ich bin in the ama Torah, ich bin aloyne Torah, I can't do it 24 hours. But when I do it, and whenever I'm able to, and kiyodua, if a person learns when he's able to, thus by Torah is considered 24/7. Torah has a meridik is gula. If you're learning when you're able to, whenever you have an ability to learn, you learn. That's the 24/7 of Torah. To be linked with the degel of Torah. To self-identify as a ben Torah. That's not a political statement, a ben Torah. Ich bin a ben Torah. Torah is what my adrenaline goes from Torah. My high point in a day, my high point in a week is a shir. Is a gishmak a shir. A gishmak a charusa, what compares to a gishmak a charusa? Matagzu vashulamis. What does the world have to offer me more than the ziskeit and the geshmak of a chavrusa, of a good shir, of a combination of the two? To Santa Maisa, this is Parshas Nosoi, and the Nesim were makriv their kabonis, and they were makriv their kabonis. The first day was obviously Nachshon and Aminod of Lamate Yehuda. Yehuda's Malchus. But right after him comes Yisachar, and right after him comes Zvulun. Zokte Orchaim HaKadosh. Higdim Shevet Yisachar. Why is Yisachar first? Right after Nachshon comes Yisachar. So state another place to say the Rav Golem, because it was in one dega. He says, Litzad Heyoisoi Ben Toira. Yisachar is Yoide Bina Leitim, Smach Zulim B'Tzaisecha V'Yisocha B'Hoy Olecha. So Yisocha represents Ben Torah. That's first. That's the greatest pride V'Dosidah. Stay right after in Zvulun, because Zvulun is Mechubber to that Indian of Ben Torah. Again, we know Zvulun Mechoykeki, that in Zvulun's children there were also as Toivla Tzadik, Toivla Shchainoi. But Zvulun was pragmatia. Zvulun was business. But they were mechubah to Yisachar. Smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha v'Yisachar b'yolech. So memela, these are the first three shvatim to be makir l'nasim. Nachshon l'mati Yehuda. But then goes l'mati Yisachar, and then goes l'mati Zvulun. Because even in the Dor Deya, even in the Dor Amidbar, there were class distinctions. And with everything said and done, the class distinctions boiled down that Ben Torah. That Ben Torah was the top of the ladder. But Ben Torah's love dafka, the younger man in Lakewood. He's the Yisachar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the privilege that he's able to do it 24-7 a whole week. I'm sure many of us children have already. We have children there already. We have siblings there already. Aber tziz nish dafka, the one that's Torosoy Unosoy. Someone that's Torosoy Keva. That does not mean 8 hours of learning, 4 hours of business. It could be the reverse. It could even be 2-3 hours of learning and 9 hours of business. But it's keva. That's where I'm enjoying life. I gotta support my family. I gotta put the kids to a yeshivas. I gotta put the girls to a Bes Yaakov. I have to send them to seminaries in Eretz Yisrael. It's not easy nowadays, so I have to do it. Here I'm not because I have to do it. Here it's because that's where it's at. Ayid v'slept azoy, tos et toyrosay keva, umalach toyaroy. Tos is ayid from them degel habinei Torah. There is no greater degel. So let's take a lesson from Avoseinu and Avos Avoseinu. That we're able to duchmach this golos, this melting pot. This golos that with Arif Chaim Velozhin said that it's going to be so difficult to establish over here Emma's meaningful Torah Yiddishkeit. But they did it. And they did it primarily because they were the golem. There was a Washington Heights Degel and a Muncie Degel and a Lakewood. There were all kinds of golem. All of them. We're in a much worse, as we all know. It's Mishkan Chiddush that the melting pot in the year 2011 is so pervasive. Aloiftun's noch. Anstatt the Kriyashma from Vidibarto Bom, Beshiftecha, Beveisecha, Beshach, Becha, Bekumecha, Belechtecha, Vaderech, Aloift noch, you can't run away, it's suffocating. The Hashpois of the Golos, the Afilenim on the Arochi, the Areisov, are suffocating. We need a deeper Degel. We need a Degel that's deeper and more meaningful than just belonging to a community. This is it. This Gewaldige Gesach, the vibrancy of such a Kochadike Beis Medrash, the vibrancy, the electricity in such a Beis Medrash. Michutz for das geht teure, was mir steigt von der teure, was mir wächst von der teure. Yofe shoachas, a shoach von teure, was mein gelern teure, a word of teure. Oh, but what it does to our entire 24-7, that I'm linked and I belong to this Indian called Mokum Teure. I'm part of the Mokum Teure. I'm interested in nurturing that Makom Torah. I'm proud of my Makom Torah. And I'm a ben of that Makom Torah. I'm a ben Torah. So I'm the Tzugai. When Achi and Esav start chasing after me on a morning after I was spent in my Makom Torah, in an evening that I kocht in my Makom Torah, Esav retnish to me with his elbow effectiveness. I look at him with disdain, like it says in Shir HaShirim in the Medrash. Matev Zubah Sholamis, what do you have to offer me? Shema, you could offer me the night seder in this Makom Kadosh. You could offer that to me. You could give me the geshmak of a shir. You could give me the shmak of getting involved in a shkasha and mutzening till I come up with a teretz. Seeing something that I didn't realize before. Figuring out the fine print of an Hashem Yorir Einayin Eviki Ve'eyir of a Tzorich Iyun, the Yesh Liyashiv, the different nuances that come with steiging and learning. And each in his way, Halacha, Agada, Drush, Chasidus, Musar, Yerushalayim. So as the Rebbeinu Shalom helps him, we should all be zoiche to David HaMelech Bakosha from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem oisa avakish. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemechayoi. That's not a Bakosha only for the Yisachars that are strict Yisachars. Every one of us could, with the depths of our every mashal of our life, be mevakesh from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemechayoi. Lazois benoyam Hashem ulevake beecholim.